If you use the lechatis to use it on a scale, you put it on one side. And the other side you want to measure off meat, like you know this mechatis, this glass of water here mechatis, weighs a pound. So on the other side of the scale you put your meat to get a pound of meat. So Rav says kshera. That's kosher. Says so. Sorry, why are you telling me it's puzzle? Like here it says the mechatis becomes puzzle, just you're potter from paying it. So you want to tell me where's the case that you potter, that you only use it as a scale? So Gemara says, so it's kosher though. Then the whole mechatis you can still use. So Gemara says, like, I'll tell you, there's no steamer here. Hod the gufan, hod the knegdan. When you want to use the goof of the water itself, so Rashi says the goof of the water sometimes is that you have a big glass and there are points, scratches on the outside of the glass, and you have some water inside there. So now you know when you put the meat inside there, according to how high the water goes in the kli, that's how much meat you have in there. Like you know that the water you put in a certain amount, and whenever the water gets risen to these higher places, is that's how much meat is in there. So if that's the way you use the water, that's how it becomes puzzle. Because you're using the actual water to measure with. Ma'ashenken b'kenegdan means you have the water on one side of the scale, and then on the other side of the scale you put meat. So that's not called using the mechatas directly. That's when Rav said that it's still kshera. But here what we're talking about that comes puzzle is we use the gufan. So where's the kasha? The gufan. So it's a kasha. So when you're telling me now the mechatas becomes puzzle and still you put it from paying, that's the gufan when you put the meat like inside the water itself. So Gemara asks, Maisa covered bu. If so, that's called a mice. You did a big action then. According to you, Chizki, that you hold, Hezek Shein Nikur, Midi Yirayis Kistu Yichayiv. So if you tell me now the case of this Mechatis is you go and take Mechatis and you use it, you measure with the water itself, so if so, that's called you did an action. So then why are you put according to Chizki? Should be Chayiv Medini Yodam. So the Moriah says like this. El, I'll tell you no, Edi b'kenegdon. I'll tell you, this Bryce and Rob is both talking about when you use the mechatis on the other side of the scale. So the question is, the Bryce says it becomes puzzle, and Rob says it's kshera, for like kasha. Hod the yastech daitei, hod lo yastech daitei. Thus, for the actual use of the scale, it doesn't become puzzle. Because since you're not using the water itself, you put the water on one side of the scale, that's nothing. You're first using the other side with meat, it's not really called you're using the mechatis, it doesn't become puzzle. That the Braisa said though that the water becomes puzzle, that's in the case you were mesiach das, means you stop thinking of watching it. Mechatis has kedusha to it. So you can only use it if all the time it was watched that nothing tamei came in contact with it. Here what it means is puzzle with a new psul of hesach adas. That means while you were weighing with it, you took your mind off the watch of it. But since you're not watching it now, we have to be afraid maybe it became tamei. So that's why you can't use it. Such a thing is not called a maisa. You didn't do an action, isa. That's why it's even less than a hezek shen a nikar. That's why b'din yadam you potter, you're only chai for your machshava b'din yishamay. So the Maran Master Rakov, Rabbi has a kash like this. It says, Alocha, gozo matbeya. You stole a coin from somebody. You stole a silver dollar from somebody. V'nissal. Then it became puzzle. Rashi said, Paslua Malchus. Like the Malchus says, this coin is not in use anymore. They changed the faces of the coins. Or else Truma. You stole Truma from somebody. V'nitamas. And it became tummy by itself. Or else Chametz. You stole bread before Pesach from somebody. V'yomrol of a Pesach. And you didn't return it, and Pesach went over, that you know the chametz becomes asa banor now. So lachur is, oimaloi haray shalach lefanecha. Still the gazlan laid out the right to come to the owner and say, here it is! This is what I stole from you, and I'm giving it back to you. Even though right now it's not worth a penny, the coin, now it's not used anymore. The truma, it's tamei. The chametz is asa banor. Still I have a right to say, haray shalach lefanecha. Now the question is, V'yamat, according to you, Chizkit, you say, Hezek, Shena, Nikar, Shemay, Hezek, that even though we can't tell the difference looking at the object, it looks the same, still Yechayah for the damage that you caused, And so, Hai Gazlin, this person that stole the coin, stole the truma, stole the chametz, Menoy Namal Yaboy Shlumei, he should have to pay back good money. So how come he has a right to say to this chametz, it's also about no now, Haresh Lach Lefanecha? If you tell me now it's called Hezek, so Rashi says like Michti, let's see, Migzo Gozlei, you stole it. Me the Moshe, as soon as you took it, the Komlei Rishus, it's in your Rishus right now. The Chikom Meshalom Lei, Dovra Nizik Meshalom Lei, Voloi Kamosha Gozol. According to Yuchiski, it's called a Hezek Midiraisa, so you can't return a ruined object. The Torah says, Asha Gozol Vidashin Kamosha Gozol. Whenever you pay something back, you have to pay back the same way it was, the way you stole it. So if I says, Mishpan, if you tell me Hezek, Shana Nikol, Loishima Hezek, it's not called Hezek, we don't see the Hezek in the Chayfetz. So therefore you could return it. But according to Chizki, that we see the Hezek is called a dove that was destroyed already, the damage is here, so how could you return it? It's not called Kamosha Gozal. So Gemara says, Tiyufta and Echlami, the Chur of Mir, it's a Kasha on Chizkiya. This should be a Tiyufta to Chizkiya. This Gemara says, Leime Ketanoi. But I call upon him, let's say Chizkiya, the Loch is a Machlegis Tanoim. We have a Atayim Machlegis Tanoim in this. It says, Aloch, HaMetam, Evi Amadam, Evi Amadasach. Again, if you do these three things, so one says, Echot Shoidin V'yesed, V'yechot Mezit Chayiv Dibur Evi Meir. You see, Rav Meir says, even though you did it, B'Shoigeg, you have to pay. Why? The Chorik was Hezek, Sheina Nikor, Shemo Hezek. And therefore you have to pay even Meshoigig. Like we said, Adam Amazek is Chayiv even Meshoigig. Haspetza Tach Haspetza. And Rabbi Yehuda Reimer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, it depends. Meshoigig is Potter. The Mezit is Chayiv. So my love, isn't it, B'ho Kemiflugi, that this is what they argue in. The Ma'asavar Rameya holds Hezek, Sheina Nikor, Shemo Hezek. Even though looking at this Truma now, looking at this Yayin now, you can't tell it's puzzle. So what? Since though the Maisa, you made his Yayin Asa, you made the Truma Tomei, it's called the Hezek, you have to pay for it. So then there's no difference. Shaytig Amazed. Humasa Rav Yudolds, Loishimai Hezek, no, that Hezek, since we can't tell it, you can't see it, you made the Rice to your Potter. And that the gap to pay the Mazed is only Kanas. So who you see Chiski Zaloch is a Machlojah Tanoim. Gemara says loy. Gemara says Omer of Nachum Mayitzu. Nachum Yitzu says like this. I tell you the Kula Yal and everybody could hold both Remain of Yudah holds Hezek Shein and Nikol Loishim Hezek. Could be they both hold not like Chizkiya. The Chizkiya is one like a Chizkiya. Did it like a Tiyufta. We already slugged up Chizkiya. They both could hold not like Chizkiya. If so, then what's the Machlokes over here? Kula Yal Hezek Shein and Nikol Loishim Hezek. What the machlokes over here is the konsu shayde got to mezid kemiflugi. Like really, the kenas should only be bemezid. It's a svar that bonus should make a kenas bemezid. Rameya says though that once we make a kenas on a mezid, we also make a kenas on a shaygig. That's called shayde got to mezid. Because if we won't make the kenas on shaygig, we have to be afraid that people won't use the kenas even bemezid. So to be strict, you have to use it in both cases. But really, could be both Remain and Yudik are both gold. Hezek, Shein, and Nikar is Loi, Shemei Hezek. All right, turn over. Yes, so the only Machlokes is, if you are conscious, Shein, and got to it. Now the Gemara asks, if so, the Rami, the Rabbi Meya, the Rameya, the Rami, the Rabbi Yudah, the Rabbi Yudah. Alesh, the Stirin, Rameya, the Stirin, the Rabbi Yudah. The Tanya would learn like this. Hamavashel b'Shabbos b'Shoygeg. If somebody cooks food on Shabbos b'Shoygeg, not willingly, is Yoichel. You have a right to eat it. You're allowed to eat the food. B'Mezid, let's say you cook up food b'Mezid on Shabbos, then lo Yoichel, but you're a boy, not allowed to eat it. Divrei Rabbi Meir, that's Rabbi Meir Shita. So you see, b'Shoygeg it's mutter, it's only a knas b'Mezid. So you see, we do not make a gzera or Shoygeg or to Mezid. Rabbi Yudah Omer, no, b'Shoygeg Yoichel on Mitzvah Shabbos. If you cook something on Shabbos b'Shoygeg, you're not allowed to eat it today. Just Mitzvah Shabbos you can eat it. And b'Mezid l'yechel l'omis. And b'Mezid you can never eat it. Rav Yochanan Sandel Omer, b'Shoygeg yechel l'mitzvah Shabbos. L'yacherim. If you cook on Shabbos b'Shoygeg, who can eat it Mitzvah Shabbos? Only somebody else. But v'loy loy. The person himself that cooked it, for him it's asa loylam, even though it was only b'Shoygeg. b'mezid, let's say you cook food on Shabbos b'mezid, then l'yechla lomis, you're never allowed to eat this food. L'loy v'loy l'acherim. Not him, but not to somebody else. So I call upon him, it says here that the kash of the Yehuda ad Rameya, the Rameya. It's a steer in Rameya. Here Rameya says that the shegeg, you're allowed to eat the food. Only the mezid you're not allowed to eat it. So we see we are not goyzer shegeg or to mezid. And before we said, Rameya says yes, that this hezek shena nikr, even though it's only a knas, yechai b'shegeg got to mezid. So that's one steer. And further, to Rabbi Yehuda, here we also steer. Here Rabbi Yehuda says both b'shegeg is also wasatit by bayayim, and by yosef Rabbi Yehuda says b'shegeg is no knas. So the Gemara says like this: to Rabbi Meir, the Rabbi Elakash, there's no steer maybe. Ki konis to the Rabbanon. When does Rabbi Meir make a knas? Only if the ochiv is only midrabbanan, like hezek shena nikar. There midiraisi yapotter, it's only midrabbanan. There we have to make the rabbanan strong. We have to make exerib both b'shoyg and both b'mezid. But midiraisa, loikonis. But here where you're cooking on Shabbos, that's midiraisi. You did an issa midiraisa. Where you cooked on Shabbos, here we don't have to make the kenas, because here everybody knows it's a chumrah of Shabbos. People are careful not to do it. It's only Nisad Rabbonin, then people are not so makbid. So therefore, that's the Teretz of Rameya, that in the Yeraisis, he's not Goyzer, Shoyger, Gotu, Mezid, only when the Yisad is Midrabbonin. For the Gemara of Manasseh, in the case of Manasseh, though, that's Midiraisu. That's an Yisad Yeraisi. You're going to make Yain Nisad, that's also Midiraisu. Mikokonis, and there still we say, May the Knaz, Shoyger, Gotu, Mezid. So for instance, Mishum Chum, and Avraz Gachovim, Konislei. There's a special Knaz. In order to stay away b'chlau from an avoid the zoro, the rabbanon there made a knas even on nisa diraisa that shegig is also wasser automated. Now the Rabbi Yehuda, also like Kasha tell you, ki loikonis was just the opposite zoro. Why by our case, matam madam manasel, the Rabbi Yehuda say shegig is potter? When doesn't he make the knas for the rabbanon? Since the yis was only with the rabbanon, there is not so strict. But with the diraisa, when a person went to cook on Shabbos, he did a nisa diraisa, then konis, then he does make a kenas, shoyger got to make it. The question is that if so, for menasech diraisa, then one of the cases is menasech, where you make yayin nesa, that's also wasim diraisa. For like konis, and there Rabbi Yehuda says, shoyger yipotter, why? There it says, mishum chumra diavoides kechovim, mivda b'dilumineh. He knows anyway people stay away from making yayin nesa. Since the Yayin Nesach has to do with Avoid the Zara, usually the story is, people stay away from it anyway. Shashu was certainly not to say, therefore we don't have to make a Kenas. Still, therefore there's no Stiris. So more yes though, still V'ramid Rameyad Rameyah, still have a Stir in Rameyas. That, Bidirais in the Yerises, that you want to tell me in the Yerises Rameyah does not make a Kenas, Shoyger got to make it. That's why if you cook on Shabbos, B'Shoyger, he holds you're allowed to eat it. For the Gemara, it's not like that. The Tanya we learned, Hanoite b'Shabbos. Somebody plants on Shabbos. B'Shoygeg Yikayim. If you plant on Shabbos, B'Shoygeg, you're allowed to keep it growing. But Mezid, if you plant a tree on Shabbos, Mezid Yakir. You have to uproot it. You can't let it stay. U'B'Shvius, let's say you go and plant something on Shemitah, then Bein B'Shoygeg, Bein B'Mezid Yakir. Divrei Rameya. In both cases, you have to uproot it. So you see clearly, though, even though you're planting on Shabbos, so b'shoygig, you see, it's okay. But I call upon him shvius is the kasha. Yeah. So see, but shvius, even though it's nisi diraisa, here Rabbi Yehuda makes the kenas shoygig, even b'shoygig. Now, Rabbi Yehuda says b'shvius, b'shoygig yikayim. If you plant b'shoygig, not willingly, on Shemitah, you let it grow. You can keep it. The mezid though, let's say you plant the mezid willingly on Shemitah, then yakir. But over Shabbos, if you plant on Shabbos, bein b'shoyger, bein b'mezid yakir. In both places you have to uproot it. That's what you deshita. So here you want one ask the question, that was Rameya on Rameya. Here we see that in the Yeraises, Rameya does not make a kenas of shoyger got to mezid. Because in Shavias, if you plant it in b'shoyger, you don't have to uproot it. You're telling me before, if I care, you remember before, by cooking on Shabbos holds, we don't make a kenas shoygig. And here by Shavias, if you plant on Shavias, here we make the xer even with shoygig, you have to uproot it.
So go to Kash and Rav Neya. So where it says, Latayim, according to you anyway, Tikshlach Higufa, there's a stira in the din, the halacha itself. Michti, let's see. Hodi Yeraisa, Vodi Yeraisa. What's the difference if you plant on Shabbos or if you plant during Shemitah? They're both awesome in the Yeraisa to do it. Maishu nor Shabbos or Maishu nor Shvius. They're both awesome in the Yeraisa. Sakam 1, Rav Neya says, if you plant on Shabbos, B'shoigig, you're allowed to keep it. Ayat Nisa Yeraisa. How come on Shvius he says you have to uproot it? So Marin says, El Hossam, what do you have to answer? Kirktani time what we learned over there. Omer Rebbe Meir, Meir says like this. Mifnei ma'ani yoyim, why do I say? B'shabes b'shoigig yikayim. If you plant on Shabbos b'shoigig, you're allowed to keep it. B'meiz did Yaakov, b'meiz you have to uproot it. Or b'shvius, how come on Shvius is b'meiz did Yaakov? Like, what's the difference? How come b'shmita, if you plant a tree from b'shoigig, you have to uproot it? So he answers like this, Bivnesha Yisrael Mainin Lishrias. Because people count the trees from the year Shemitah. Like it's not good to know what might you have to give from it. It's not good to know what year it is. So therefore, if people know like it was planted in the seventh year, it'll always be Yadua. People always know this was planted on Shemitah. So if you're going to let it stay, people will think you're allowed to plant on Shemitah.